That's our ring time for Lemon Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hello there, this is Dick Huddleston. Well, Lum's hopes sometimes rise and sometimes fall, just like the bread he makes. Today's hopes are up, and he's going to the county seat to try to get some orders for that doubtful product that he calls prune bread. Abner's by himself in the store, and I think a customer's just coming in. That is, he calls Cedric Weehunt a customer.
Well, hello, Cedric. Come on in.
Hey, Mr. Abner. How are all you characters today?
Oh, tolerably, I reckon. What can I do for you, Cedric?
Well, just looking around. What's your price on peanut butter today?
Just the same, Cedric. You want a jar?
Well, does it come any cheaper by the case, Mr. Abner?
By the case?
Yes, Mom. See, with all that money I got from the squire, maybe I ought to buy a bunch of it all at one time.
For the land's sake, Cedric, don't go buying a whole case of peanut butter. You get so dad blame sick of it, you'd never want to take another bite of it.
No good, huh?
Why, sure.
I don't want that to happen. As much peanut butter as I eat, I believe I'd enjoy it more if I liked it. So you better just give me a jar, chunk style.
Here you are, Cedric. Now, excuse me, I got a lot of work to do here.
Peanut butter fudge is awful good, too. Clarabelle made some one night when I was over there.
Well, that's nice.
Gomer Bates come over, but I sure got a good one on him.
Well, good for you, Teddy.
Well, Gomer and Clarabelle went out somewheres, and they left me all alone with that whole plate of peanut butter fudge. Boy, did I have fun.
Well, served him right. Now, excuse me, Cedric. Got a heap of work to do. Have to run the store and the library and the bakery and 100 other things.
You all sure got a lot of things in here now.
Oh, no.
Well, why don't Mr. Lum stay here and help you?
Oh, he thinks he had to go in there to the county seat and get orders for bread and cakes and stuff. He's got it in his head now that he wants to run a bakery wagon clean into the county seat.
A bakery wagon?
Yeah. He ain't baked up a thing yet that's fit to eat. But he still wants to sell the dad blame stuff all over the country.
No, we got some of that prune bread he made yesterday.
I'd rather you wouldn't even mention that, Cedric.
Mom and Papa both got sick of eating the stuff. So I give it to my dog, and he got sick, too. Just sat there and whined all night long, sort of shivered.
He did?
Yes, Mom, but I sort of liked that prune bread myself. You got any more?
Any more? Of course not, Cedric. I throwed every bit of that away. And as long as I live, I hope I never come face to face with another piece of that carnation stuff. Just makes me shudder to think about it.
Makes awful good peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah, wait a minute, Cedric. I believe that's our ring.
The telephone.
Hello, John Down Store and Library and Bakery and stuff. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Huh? Oh, it's you again, Grandpap. What do you want this time?
Well, you can put a piece of prune bread in between two other pieces of prune bread, and that makes a good sandwich. Tastes awful lot like prunes.
Yeah, that's interesting, Grandpap. All right, Grandpap. Goodbye. Doggies, I don't care if they did.
Did what, Mr. Abner?
Oh, Roanoke College beat William and Mary 13-0 in a football game in 1936.
A whole college just playing two people that way?
That's what Grandpap said. That's according to the almanac, he said.
William and Mary.
Yeah.
William and Mary who?
I don't know, Cedric. He didn't say what their last names was. Don't seem right, though, for a girl to be out there playing football. That's too rough a game for that.
Yeah, I know Mary Newton over there south of Odin. She's big enough to play football. Reckon you her?
It might be. I don't know.
He's about 7 foot tall, weigh a good 250 pounds.
Yeah, I wish Grandpap would stop calling up over here.
She played tackle there in grammar school, I know, one
she
year.
She did, huh?
Yes,
ma'am. Well, that's sweet. Wait a minute. There comes Mom.
Mom?
Mom coming up.
Oh.
Back from the county seat already, I reckon. Hey, howdy, Lum. You get any orders for bread and stuff?
Howdy, Abner. Well, I can't exactly say yet. Oh, hello, Cedric.
Howdy, Mr. Lum. Did you know Mary Newton was on the football team?
Football team?
Yes, Mom. According to the almanac.
Yeah, don't pay no attention to that, Lum. Grandpap just called up again to tell us something else he read in that blame almanac.
For goodness sake, is he calling up now?
About every 5 minutes.
I thought we was rid of him when we gave him the almanac and let him take it home. I thought he was sick anyway.
Oh, he is, he is. But he keeps getting out of bed and goes clear downstairs to the phone every time he finds something that he thinks is interesting.
I wonder if eating that prune bread had anything to do with it.
With him getting sick?
Yeah.
I don't know whether it did or not, Lum. He seemed to be feeling right here.
He had enough of it. He had nearly a whole slice of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's right after that he started complaining. I don't know. He catched something awful fast, I reckon. I don't know.
If he's going to read that book, I wish he'd quit telephoning up over here. He's going to read a whole right through that book's what he's going to do.
I wish he would. Then he'd have to quit reading the thing.
Yeah, he's a nuisance.
Well, how about it, Lum? Did you get any orders?
Well, no, I didn't exactly get any, but there's one fellow that runs the grocery store that said he'd think it over and call us more than likely.
He'd think it over?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Well, I don't like the sound of that at all.
Don't like the sound of it?
Why, of course not. That's what we always tell a drummer when we don't want to buy something.
Yeah, but this was different. I could tell he was sure enough interested. It was the Hudson Brothers is who it was. Biggest store on the south side of town.
Yeah, I know the store. It's a big one, yeah.
He said his brother sort of looked after that end of the buying, and he'd talk with him quick as he got in.
Uh-huh.
Fact is, I figured he might have already called by the time I got out here.
No, no. Ain't been nobody calling but Grandpap.
Well, I reckon his brother ain't come in yet. I give him a sample of that prune bread, and he ate it, or he had part of it anyway. Said he weren't much hungry, didn't believe you.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
Well, just... I reckon. Oh, that's the reason he never called. If he done any calling at all, he more than likely call the doctor if he's able.
You just wait and see. I bound you he'll order 40 or 50 loaves at a time. That's a big store.
Yeah, I know. It's a big store.
Oh, my, yes. You just ought to see the business they's doing this morning. They do so much business, they have to advertise. Granny, that's what we're going to do, too, Abner. Put an ad right there in the county seat paper.
Well, Lum, folks ain't going to walk all the way to Pine Ridge to buy a loaf of bread.
Walk? They got cars, ain't they?
Well, nobody ain't going to drive 44 miles just to buy a loaf of bread.
22 miles is all it is out here.
Lum, they got to get back, ain't they, for Abel?
Yeah, that's right, Hank.
Sure.
Well, they can buy more than one loaf at a time. Load their whole car while they're here.
Well, folks don't want to buy that much bread at one time. It'd get stale.
Well, anybody that likes prune bread don't care where it's stale or not.
Well, it might be something that I don't know.
Anyway, that ain't our worry. That's their business. Maybe they like stale bread. I don't know.
Oh, well, nobody don't like stale bread.
How do you know? Then if you've got to worry, you're the biggest know-it-all here lately I ever seen in my whole life.
Yeah, oh, wait a minute. That's all right. I'll get it.
Granny, more than likely one of them Hudson brothers calling right now. Yeah, go ahead and answer, Dabner. Tell him you're my secretary. That'll make a big impression on him.
Yeah. Hello, jot 'em down, store, library, and Pine Ridge Bakery. Oh, yeah. How many? 160.
For the land's sake, Cedric, did you hear that? Ordering 160 loaves.
Well, I do know.
160 loaves, huh? Yeah, ain't that what he said, Abner?
Just a minute. What'd you say, Lum?
Ain't that what he said, 160?
Yeah, that's right. Hello, excuse me, Lum was hollering at me. Uh-huh.
Granny, run back there in the feed room and bring up 3 or 4 sacks of flour, Cedric. We're in the bakery business now for sure.
Why, yeah, sure, we got it.
Oh, ordering some pies, too, I reckon.
Yeah, we'll deliver it this afternoon. All right, much obliged. Goodbye.
All right, Granny, come over here, Abner. You've got to help me. Get a bunch of the yeast over there and put it in this tub. And then get some salt. Better bring in 2 or 3 buckets of water, too.
Well, what are we doing, Lum?
Mixing up dough. What do you think?
Here's the flour, Mr. Lum.
Well, open up the sack and put it in that tub, Cedric. Hurry up, Abner. We got to work fast.
Well, who are we making all this bread for in such a rush?
That's the time, Cedric. Now, pour that bucket of water over there in there. That's the time. Why, that fellow you just talked to on the phone.
On the phone?
Why, sure. He ordered 160 loaves, didn't he?
Why, no. That was Grandpappy Spears.
Grandpappy?
He just wanted to tell me that there was 160 farms in Hamilton County, New York in 1930. And wanted us to deal every 2 cans of smoking tobacco with it to him this afternoon.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. ¶¶